Baltimore. It's 46 degrees. We're not used to this type of weather. It's like in Houston or Atlanta when they get a nice storm, snowstorm. Everything shuts down just because the infrastructure is not built to handle that type of weather. That's how I feel right now. 46 degrees, man. Why am I near the beach? And, you know, I think Florida's great. But, man, days like this, goodness. It's like, how much more south can you go without running into some bad infrastructure or being stuck with the ramifications of a hurricane for a long time, right? But, yeah, it was interesting because I read yesterday that Florida was ranked the worst state to live in. Whoa. That broke my heart a little bit. Florida is the worst state to live in for various reasons. Oh, my gosh, dude. I don't know about that. It's like you don't have many people that grew up in Florida that leave here, like that are born and raised and leave altogether versus the other way around. Anyone from Florida, it's like, where are you from? I'm from Michigan. I'm from New Jersey. From upstate New York. Why did you come down here? Oh, man, that weather, I couldn't handle it. Oh, my parents moved down. And, you know, it's like they're always talking about where they're from. You know, it's very rare that you find those people that are from here, born here, but they don't leave, man. But now with the younger generations, with families settling down, that's not going to be a problem going forward. But it's just always interesting how people want to shit on Florida, but they're always here from somewhere. Always here from somewhere. It's just one of those places where everything makes sense. You know, unless you want to leech off the government, this is not the place for you. Yeah, you can ask my mom that. She learned that. She had to get to work. But, yeah, I had a scheduled date yesterday, and it was interesting because this person was connected through one of my friends. You know, he played matchmaker, and I was like, okay, good job, buddy. Thanks a lot. And so we started chatting a little bit, and I could just tell automatically she was the type of person that you need to work to get her. I mean, she's very attractive, very well off. It's one of those that she's above my pay grade. but you know, I fit the attraction bill. It's just I don't have the dollar signs behind. Like I've told that to many people. It's like, you know, it's not that I'm not attractive because I see many pretty girls with guys that are, you know, I don't want to judge. But, man, I mean, if that guy could carry her, I'm, yeah. But, you know, those guys have a lot of dollar signs, a lot of nice cars, a lot of something extra that, for me, I don't have nowhere near. So, you know, I'll lose that battle every day of the week because girls are just different like that. But, yeah, so this one was above my pay grade. But, you know, she still wanted to talk. But you could tell it was all about me messaging her, me carrying on the conversation, leading the dance. And I just start seeing those signs. I'm like, oh, you know, this person is still conditioned. This person is still thinking along those lines that, you know, I got to be romanced. I have to be swept off my feet. I have to be wined and dined. And so I took a rain check on Monday just because, you know, she was busy doing things. And that's what she said. She said, hey, listen, can you push it off to Tuesday? And I said, okay, no problem. And then on Tuesday, I just didn't even message her or anything. I just said, okay, let me see if she messages me at all. No messages, nothing. Even though she knew that we wanted to schedule for Tuesday. And then she's telling my buddy, the guy that set it all up, yeah, we're going to go out to drinks and this, that, and the third. Like, she's feeding him a whole different story than her actions are indicating, right? I mean, she's just one of those people. You just don't really know what she's thinking. So, yeah, I had to go ahead and see. I tested her, and I said, okay, let me see if this girl messages me one time. One fucking time just to say hi. Nope. Nothing. And, you know, and I know she's really busy. We all are. But goes back to that whole, you know, you got to show me mutual effort a little bit. Just a little bit. And you're not showing me any. You're just putting it on me to whine and dine you, to woo you. And I'm telling you, I just see this punch telegraph so many times. I know what's going to happen. This girl got high-end taste. So she'll be like, she's showing me pictures of this fancy restaurant. I'm like, what is this? She's like, fancy pizza restaurant. I'm like, I'm saying to myself, wow. How? I didn't know there was nothing fancy about pizza. You know, it's one of those basic meals, man. You just get, right? And, you know, and somehow in Naples, they found a way to make it fancy. And it's got all spinach all in it. It looks, you know, the looks lush from the pictures. You know, she's got a cup of wine. You know, that's the thing with girls. I just, you just know when they have that cup of wine, they just like on the high end. You know, that's how I feel anyway. When you go to a fancy restaurant with a cup of wine and a nice dress, I know you're living that life. I'm like, okay. Well, you're trying to live it. And, you know, I'm just a regular dude, man. I'm trying to scale back. If I could live in a box, I would. Goodness. Yeah, I'm definitely not. I don't resonate to the guys, or to the ladies, I should say, that want to have that good life, want to have that nice house. I know it's hard for ladies to scale down on lifestyle, but I've just realized you don't need any of that. I don't need a fancy car to go to Miami. My same car gets me to Miami at the same time as yours. I mean, I look good in it, but what's the point? You know, I guess that's the way I feel. Unless you got massive money to spend, right? And I guess in her case, you know, she doesn't have any kids. She's not married. So that's usually the direction a lot of people go when they're single. They just kind of focus on living that good life with the cars and house and everything. And that's great. But I guess that's just something that doesn't resonate with me. But, yeah, going back to the effort, she didn't message me back. So I said, fuck it, I'm not going to message her back. That's it. Why am I going to message her? Why am I going to chase her? And then go ahead and take her out to one of those restaurants and have a $100, $150 tab on the house. Because you know how it is. I mean, she's not going to pay for it. Just can't happen. Because, again, that's just not a good note. Let me look at a girl on a date like that that makes money. And let me tell her, yeah, let's go Dutch on this. Yeah, let me go ahead and you pay for it. She's looking at me like, uh-huh. She's going to make a beeline. She's going to put me on group chat and start talking shit about me. So I just didn't see a lot of good things happening here unless I turned into the typical guy chasing, messaging, just saying the right things, just being persistent. And for the life of me, I don't understand how people are naive to that. They don't understand that that shit doesn't last long. They're so conditioned. And it's something that men, once they get the price, they're done. They sit there like fat rats. And we're just sitting there, oh, life is good. I got my woman. I don't have to work for it anymore. Whereas my mindset is more of, you know, show me mutual effort. I'm going to be consistent throughout. This is what you're getting, but it's going to be consistent. And that mindset, even though it's logical, it doesn't resonate because the conditioning is such that we have to just wow a person and sell them on the dream because they have so many dicks being shot at them. You know, left and right. And so what does it got to do? You know, and I'm not made out for that. I really am not. And that's always going to be my problem because I just don't – I think bigger picture when it comes to dating, when it comes to meeting people. I think of, okay, what things are sustainable? And I think of mutual effort, someone making the drive to see me, someone calling me as much as I call them a message in the beginning stages. Someone in the first day saying, no, I got this, or let's split it. Just things like that let me know that you're in it for the long haul and that you're not trying to be swooped or persuade. Like, you're an independent person. You're just looking for a partner, an equal partner. And those are the traits I look for because I don't want someone thinking that, okay, they're going to get free drinks on me. And of course it doesn't hurt you. Of course you're going to have a guy that you find attractive to feel him out, buying you drinks. Of course. You would have been getting drinks anyway. Might as well do it with a guy you find cute and possibly more. Like, I get the logic from women, but it's something for me at this stage I just don't prescribe to. I can't go there. And it just seems as time is going on, I'm just disconnected more and more because it's like, I'm just waiting for somebody different to come through. And that takes time. And that's something that I'm not worried about. But I'm happy as this. But I think it's just very interesting how when you run into these people, it's the same song. Same old song. Same old thinking. It's so deeply ingrained. And I always marvel at it. But I know for me, it's going to take somebody that's very different, that's very independent emotionally, that's just a go-getter, and just different. just different than the norm and gets it logically, and that she doesn't resonate with the herd, as I like to say, the typical group of women that just talk or think the way I just mentioned, you know, it has to be somebody different, more introverted, more of a thinker. Those are the people that are that I'm definitely in line with, but also they have to be, you know, very pretty, very, you know, I don't look for much. I look for a pretty face, slimmer fit, don't be crazy. And I think when I think about pretty face or anything, I'm thinking about girl next door look. Nothing where they have to put a ton of makeup. Just simple, cute, you know, how kind of can withstand the test of time with the looks. You know, there's some women out there, you just know, gosh, you look at them like, holy fuck. And I know for me at my age, it's such that you have these women, you know, beautiful women my age, but they're done with having kids. So, you know, early 40s, late 30s, they already have three, and they're done. They're just looking for a partner. And I'm like, ah, I got to leave that door open, girl. I have to. And then you just have the early 30s that don't want to deal with a guy with a kid, right, unless he has, like, massive materialistic things, which I don't. And then you have the young girls, which you do find the young girls. I'm talking about 24, 25, right? They already have a kid, and they're already in settled down mode. Like, not in a bad way, but they're not impressed by those things. Like, I've noticed that those are the girls that, as crazy as that sounds, the ones that are, like, in the mid to late 20s, they already have kids, those are the ones that I resonate with because, or they've already been married early. Like, they went for it early. I was just talking to one. She got married at 17. Holy shit. Got divorced at 24. Like, wow. You fucking went for it early, huh? And, yeah, so, the, you know, they kind of tend to wake up a little bit, see things differently, and understand that the way they're going about doing things is not right. But, yeah, you just have a very different mix out there. And for me, the problem that I have is, again, I'm just trying to leave the door open for another kid. I'm not shutting that down altogether. I can't. Not yet. Not yet. So, yeah, we'll just keep on keeping on. But I think it's just interesting finding these people, and they're, no matter the age or their status and whatever they do or don't do, the conditioning is real. It's something that you could see it, and they're not even aware of it, unfortunately, because that's how most people think, and it's crazy. You know, the cat and mouse game. It's, you know, if they just realize that, most people that play the cat and mouse game, their marriage is not even happy. Oh, well.